Hello, hello, hello. I am your Rachel Ray, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
hug. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo
Mouth. I got the goosebumps.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I am your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And what's going on, y'all? Oh, my God. I mean, the summer is here. It is hot girl summer already, or hot boy summer, or hot they them summer here in the city. The weather is glorious. My booty is out and about running in these streets. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. I mean, and yeah, we are trucking through. Important announcement, exciting and a little bittersweet. I chose Rachel Ray for a very specific reason today at the beginning. Your girl Munoz has decided, right, with a little bit of a heavy heart, but it must be done, that I am taking a break. We are taking a break. This will be the last episode till September, and only because, well, for a few reasons. One, you know, running a niche podcast for over 5 years is hard work, especially when it's weekly with very few breaks. And even when I did take breaks, it was still pumping out like episodes or pulling up episodes and content and all of that. But also, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, I have just been on this journey, especially this year, about not being stressed out about In Yo Mouth. I still want it to bring me joy. I still want it to be fun. And I just don't want to stress out about, like, there not being a guest. You know what I mean? And speaking of guests, the guests are just a little few and far between these days. But that's natural, only because I run a niche podcast. And so, yes, I will welcome anyone to the pod, but then again, I'm looking for great people with great stories to tell and, you know, that represent the community well, that are doing amazing things, not only in food, but and people that I vibe and connect with. And I'm trying to bring you all the best content possible. But at this point in time, I'm just feeling like people have disappeared or the well has run a little bit dry. And personally, this is taking a lot of time and I really need to start focusing on the things that are making me money. And as much as I love this podcast to death, and sure, I could listen to myself talk for an hour, you know, every week if necessary. But also, like, who wants that? I don't even want that. You know what I mean? Am I making sense here? So after today, I'm taking a short hiatus. I'll be back in September, refreshed, rejuvenated, hopefully with new guests. There may be a pop-up episode here or there, maybe something for Pride. I don't know. I haven't really decided, but I came to this decision today, and I needed to tell y'all. So how do you feel about it? Are you sad? Are you going to miss me? Well, if you do miss me, there are there's almost 300 episodes in the bank that you can go back and listen to. Things you've missed, some really, really freaking fantastic episodes, some hot mess episodes, and then those really early episodes that, you know, that are just there that are basically a completely different podcast at this point. But they're all there for your listening enjoyment. And I mean, five and a quarter years is a lot of work. A lot of work that I'm very, very proud of. But I think, you know, all these other podcasts take breaks. I don't know one other podcast that, then again, I barely have time to listen to my own podcast, much less listen to a slew of others. So maybe there is a podcast that is just weekly for 45 minutes that, you know, that goes on and that has been going forever. But, you know, those people have teams and I do everything myself and I'm proud of it. You know, so that's where I am in life. I'm happy. I need to take a step away, a break to like put some cucumbers over my eyes and, you know, come back just rejuvenated and fresh and excited again for y'all. So that's that. That's what's happening this week. I'm going to give you a little, you know, a little dipping and doing right now and a little food news. And I will see you all in September. So without further ado, I got to do what I got to do and wish you all out there in the grand tradition of In Your Mouth, happy National Escargot Day. I love escargot. And escargot is something that's really easy to mess up. Now, if you're one of these people out there who are going to yuck my yum about eating snails, don't knock it till you tried it. And have somebody who loves some escargot take you to a good place that serves escargot. It is so delicious. They are not slimy. They're garlicky and herby and buttery, and they're served with like a really crusty bread, or sometimes they're in puff pastry. Ah, it's pure indulgence that I absolutely, absolutely love. Oh my God. What a great day to end on. Happy motherfucking National Escargot Day. And moving right along into this day in gay history. Did you all know out there that in 1610, the Virginia colony passes the first anti-sodomy law of the American colonial period? Look at that. In 1610, they were trying to take people's rights away. Now, I'm curious about what was happening back in 1610, because there was no social media. Like, how would you know people were doing it up the butt or doing whatever not to procreate, you know, to pass a law in the Virginia colony? Or was the fact of the matter that there was a ton of just people living their lives, and then, much like today, a bunch of, like, haters being like, well, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to pass some laws so you can't be happy, right? Because we're miserable. Is that what was happening? I don't know. 1610. Only goes to show you, we've been here, and we're still here, and we're not going anywhere, y'all. Anywhere! Maybe I can't give this up. I really do have too much fun doing this. Oh my God. I just want to give you a last food news update before I take my break. So without further ado, are you all ready for my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of the podcast? A little something I like to call food news update.
Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready.
Girl, spill the tea.
News update.
Ch- Cholula now has their own line of salsas and taco seasoning. Yes. Oh, my God. Now, this is exciting news because for you hot sauce stands out there, you all well know that Cholula is the ish. Oh, my God. That chili garlic. So good. And they also now released a brand new tequila hot sauce as well. Cholula is doing it for the summer, honey. Just in time for this break. Oh, my goodness. So last month, it debuted its new Cholula Reserva tequila and lime hot sauce, which it called the first widely available hot sauce made with 100% agave tequila. I haven't seen this on the shelves, but Cholula, you know I'm a stan, and you know this would probably be right up my alley. And now Cholula is releasing Cholula Original Salsas, which come in two varieties, salsa verde and smoky chipotle. Oh my God. Here for it. Here for it. Absolutely here for it. And on top of that, they have three taco seasonings that they've released. One called Smoky Chipotle Taco, Original Taco, and Chili Garlic Taco. Now, I am not a taco packet seasoning kind of girl, right? I have a slew of spices and herbs, dried herbs in my spice rack. I can make my own. I love it, you know. I also don't ingest a lot of fake things, like a lot of like chemicals or like, you know, preservatives or whatnot. So that's part of the reason. But depending on what's in these packets, I'd be here for this. I would absolutely be here for this. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see this on the shelves. Like, you know, throw it in the bowl and call it homemade. Oh my God. Smoky Chipotle, like literally, smoky Chipotle. I'm really excited for. You know what salsa is also great for? For those of you on a diet and not on a diet, salsa chicken. Take some chicken boobs, right? Season them a little, throw them in a dish, pour the salsa over them, throw them in the oven, bing, bang, boom, you have a meal. Or throw it in the slow cooker. Oh my God. This is a smart move on Cholula's part. And I'm curious about why they haven't done this sooner. I don't know. Speaking of things that are coming out for the summer, do we have a song of the summer yet? Please write me. You know what? Now that I'm taking this break, y'all can't disappear on me. Y'all have to still be writing to me, right? Follow me at The Kitchen Gaily and on at In Your Mouth Pod if you don't already. Right? The merch is still up. Everything is still there. Maybe getting a revamp. Who knows? But you all got to keep talking to me because I am going to miss the banter. Oh my God. Chili garlic taco seasoning. I need this. Oh my God. I absolutely need this. I am absolutely here for this. They are not a sponsor. Thank you to Food and Wine, also not a sponsor, for keeping me in the know for all my food news, right? Even though you're still not a sponsor. I am absolutely here for this. Shout out to Cholula. If you want to send me some, please do. A survey found that people need a very specific amount of coffee to feel productive. Now, did we really need a survey for this, folks? I mean, for those of you who drink coffee out there, you get this. Listen, I am, at this point, I am a coffee snob. Like, and I have two coffees a day, right? I need two coffees. I wake up, I put my mocha on the stove. If you follow me, you've seen a ton of coffee content, right? And I have that pot with my hazelnut milk in the morning. Delicious. And then around like a 2 o'clock, 2:30, maybe 3, if I'm pushing it, 3:30, I'll have another one. Maybe a cold brew in the summer. You know, something delicious, right? That's it. But apparently we needed a survey. So a market research company One poll surveyed 2,050 U.S.-based office workers on behalf of the Flavia hot beverage system, and the results showed that we really like our coffee. A steaming hot cup of coffee is the go-to first drink of the day for over half of the respondents, 66%, while almost half, 47%, said that they could also go for an iced coffee when they get to work. So, yeah, Almost one quarter of respondents said they needed the most coffee on Mondays. Well, also, And more than half of us, 60%, grab a coffee when we need a quick pick-me-up at work. The survey revealed that nearly 87% of respondents were going into the office between 2 to 3 days a week. All right, all right. Over 8 in 10 employees said having free beverages at the workplace perk would make them feel valued, and offering free beverages was the most requested perk to encourage employees to work from an office. Really? You know what? I believe that. In the sense that I used to have an office at a WeWork space. WeWork, for those of you that don't know, is like a communal working space that you can have private offices in. And they had an espresso machine, like a fancy one that you would just press what you wanted and it would make it from you with La Colombe coffee. Oh my God, I'd have 3 or 4 of those a day. And then that one time that someone put the wrong milk in the almond milk side and it really ruined me for like 2 days. This isn't news. We know this, but maybe, I don't know. There's like, is the coffee industry suffering? Is there some, I mean, obviously global warming, so yes. But beyond that, like, are they thinking that less people are drinking coffee and that's why they ran this survey? I don't know, because this seems like a no-brainer. Like, coffee drinkers, you know who you are out there, and you are very specific type of drinkers. Like, there are those of you that love the Dunkin' Donuts. There are those of you that love the Starbucks. There are people like me who like, you know, fancy hippie coffee. There are those of you out there who like the monkey poop coffee. Like, we know who we are. I don't know. I mean, listen, I guess the positive spin on this is that if someone got paid, like, at least someone got paid to do this. So, like, yes, make your money. I don't know. I think this was a no-brainer. I think this was a no-brainer whatsoever. And last but not least, Kit Kat is releasing a new churro flavor just in time for summer. I love a Kit Kat. I love a churro. But I'm a Kit Kat purist. I don't know. Again, like, if I'm having candy like this, especially, like, classic candy, I don't... And I know there are people out there who, like, follow, like, these weird candies and the weird flavors and, like, the candies that come out of, like, Japan or Hong Kong or Korea that are different flavors, like green tea or strawberry cream or milk tea. So I guess this is for y'all out there. I'm not going to yuck your yum. I try it. I just think that, like, every time I have one of these, it's not my favorite. Like, I've had the blueberry muffin one. Meh. I've had the birthday cake one. Lemon crisp. Fruity cereal. Right? These are all flavors you could find across Japan. Yeah. I don't know. Food news update was a little bit of a dud today, except for the Cholula. We were here for the Cholula, and with that, I think that's the best and spiciest way to end food news update. I couldn't say goodbye to y'all without giving you one last, even if it was a hair janky, food news update. Write to me. Give me, you know what, send me ideas if you want. You know, I'm always open to criticism. As long as it's kind and comes from a good place, you know, and that's about it, y'all. I'll see you in September. I will miss thee. If something does pop up, make sure you like and subscribe and follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that if I do give you like a midsummer update or a Pride episode, you are in tune and ready to listen because you know that if I'm coming out strong. And with that, all I have to say is thank you for your support over the past 5 1/4 years. And also, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.
In your mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
5G when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.